We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we have the mitzvos of a person who erred, and he has to bring an individual who transgressed a mitzvah that the punishment is kares, being cut off. So then he has to bring a korban chatas. That's a sin offering. And sometimes if a person is uncertain whether he sinned or not, he ate a piece of meat, he doesn't know if it was chalev or shuman, prohibited meat or not. So then there's an offering called an asham talui, a sacrifice which is brought on doubt. I don't know if I sinned or I didn't sin. If a person sinned by mistake and he took from hekdish, he took things that were dedicated to the temple, so then he has a special sacrifice for that. If a person stole and swore falsely, he has a special sacrifice for that. If a person lived with a woman who was owned, she was a servant owned by two masters, and one of them freed her and the other did not, so she's not yet completely free. So then she's not yet allowed to marry an Israelite, and he slept with her anyways, so then there's a special sacrifice he has to bring. If a person accepted something to watch, and he's responsible to watch it, and then he decides he's going to steal it, and then he lies, and he says it was stolen, sorry. And then after he swears falsely that it was stolen, he admits, I lied, I'm sorry. So then he has to bring a special sacrifice. Those are the five types of ashamot sacrifice. Now, if a person brings the sacrifice, so then there is a sacrifice called an ole v'yored. It goes up and down depending on what you can afford. There are sin offerings that are brought where if the person is more wealthy, if he can afford to bring an animal, so he brings that type of sacrifice. If he is poorer, then he can bring a bird offering. And if he's even poorer, then he can bring a flower offering. Then we have the sacrifice that the courts bring if they erred in their judgment, if they told the people that they're permitted to do certain things that really are biblically prohibited. So after they've made such a ruling, sometimes you could have a situation where the majority of the people listened to their ruling and transgressed. So then there's a special sin offering that the courts have to bring. We have a concept of a zava. A woman can sometimes have a flow that's not in line with her anticipated onset, her anticipated flow. So we say that if she has a flow, it looks the same as her period, but it's out of date, if it's out of whack, so then she gets the defilement called zava, a woman that has a flow. And after it stops, so she checks herself for 7 days to make sure she's clean, and then she has to bring a sacrifice to complete her purification process. The same thing with the woman that gave birth. After 40 days for a son or 80 days for a girl, she brings a sacrifice. What about a man that has a flow? So sometimes a man could have a flow. It looks like a seminal discharge, but it emanates from him at random. He doesn't have control, and it emanates when he's not hard. So that flow defiles him. That's some type of illness that's called a zav, a man with a flow. And he too, when he finally gets pure from it, so he checks for 7 days, he makes sure he's clean, he follows himself. He puts on a special garment to check himself, to make sure that he doesn't have any more of a flow. And then he has a sacrifice to ensure that a sacrifice to complete the purification process. What about a metzora, a person that has that white blemish? So he also, on the eighth day after he's finally pure, he has a sacrifice, the series of sacrifices that he brings as part of his purity. Then we have the laws of Tmura, that the Torah says if a person has an animal that's supposed to be dedicated to the temple, and he says, okay, Flossie, you were supposed to be the sacrifice, I don't want to give you as the sacrifice, Betsy's going to be the sacrifice. So he says, Betsy's instead of Flossie. So he wants to take back Flossie the cow. The Torah says he can't do that. And if you've said Betsy is holy instead of Flossie, well then Betsy and Flossie, both cows, are now dedicated. That's the laws of Tmura, that the Torah says you're prohibited from doing that. You should not exchange an animal once it's been dedicated. And if you try to take the holiness from one and give it on to the other, then both of them get holy. you're not allowed to take an animal that was dedicated for one sacrifice and switch it for another. And that concludes the mitzvos of sacrifices. Then we have the mitzvos of purity. So there's we have to know that a person who's defiled by the deceased defiles others. We have the mitzvah of parah aduma, to prepare the ashes of the red heifer for the people of Israel to sprinkle on them to become pure. We have the laws of tumas tzaras, that a person who has tzaras is tameh, and we have a special mitzvah that a person who has tzaras may not slice off the parts of flesh that have the tzaras. If a person has tzaras in the beard or in the hair, he's not allowed to shave that off. The person who has tzaras must declare to others that he has tzaras. He tears his clothing as though he were in mourning. He grows his hair, and he declares to people, I am tame, don't come close. And person has a procession of tahara, a procession of purification, where the way we purify him is with sprinkling the waters, with having a little red string, with bringing two birds. There's a whole procession the Torah describes. The person who has tzaras has a mitzvah to shave off all of his hair, as the Torah says, on the seventh day he shaves off all of his hair. And the Torah warns us to watch a garment that has tzaras, to recognize it as tameh, and that it defiles other things. And the same thing, a house that has tzaras, it itself is tameh, and it makes other things tameh.